南無妙法蓮華経。南無妙法蓮華経。
Hello friends, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. So glad that you're here, and I'm hoping that you're in good health and secure. If I can get settled in here, apologies. Listen, I want to talk about something kept me up all night thinking about this. I had one of those aha kind of moments thinking about you guys. And you know, our Sanghas worldwide, you guys are everywhere, from Vietnam to Australia to the UK to Canada, all over the US. And all of you have different experiences coming from different, maybe you're new to Buddhism. Many of you, it turns out, have practiced Buddhism through some other channel, some other, not YouTube channel, but some other channel of membership, organization, group, sect, early teachings, middle teachings, Mahayana, early Mahayana, late Mahayana, lay organizations that are proliferating all over the place. My point is, I don't want to get sectarian here, my point is, we're modern human beings. We're modern people. You say. But I really, really was kind of obsessing over that last night, thinking of the questions I get from many of you. Regardless of what you've practiced, what sect or group or all of that. What I want to talk about is, well, first of all, Nichiren's doctrine of Lotus Sutra Buddhism. That's why we're here. So, without all the other chaff in the way, let's deal with you and I. We're modern humans, and because we're modern humans, we have developed a system of thought that is largely driven by our cultural imperatives. And it used to be that country to country, cultural imperatives were radically different. And I'm not saying there aren't any radical differences today. Of course there are. But socioeconomically, from the socioeconomics of the places we live in the world. And by the way, if you hear some sounds in the background or sounds staticky or however it sounds on this video, it's because it's raining outside. So we have a gentle rain reminding us of cleansing. And that actually works with today's subject. I get questions, how do I focus? What am I supposed to think when I'm chanting? How do I concentrate? What do I focus on the mandala? How can I get my mind to stop wandering and thinking about other things? 1,000 forms of basically the same difficulty. And I want to address that today, and I want to give you a tool that I think might be a universal way for all of us to approach this very problem, because it's not a problem of Buddhism. It's a problem of our monkey mind in this modern world and the way that we think about what we do. And I'll explain. And I know the first part of this is going to sound, yeah, but I need to say it. There isn't a second of the day, and I contend even when you're sleeping, I do it too. I'll wake, and I have obstructive sleep apnea, so I wake every 45 minutes I wake up. And then, you know, it's a matter of making sure I'm breathing and then going back to sleep. So oftentimes I don't wake up for very long, but that's not the point. The point is more often, not all the time, but often I'll find myself reaching for my phone right there next to my bed. Whether I just want to check the time, and there's a clock, a digital clock next to my bed, but I'll grab the phone. Maybe partly because I have a dial on my lock screen. And I like looking at clocks the old-fashioned way, so I can see a 1, a 2, a 3. And I can look at the arms and I can tell by their position what time it is. I don't have to read it. In my blur at night, I can just go, oh, 2:30. But the point is, we have information, and information is like too small a word. We have giga Google bits of data at our reach, fingertips, constantly. You know, there was a time when you went into a grocery store and you knew you were looking for bread, and your eyes never went above the aisles because you knew basically the map, the layout of the place you were shopping in, you went and got. Now it's like a parade. We have signs. We have signs with lists of stuff down this aisle, because the aisles, now you can't go into a grocery store without being a warehouse of selection. I mean, I'm talking about just basic living. We're barraged with data constantly. And so here's the effect, or one of the effects of that. When you're told by a teacher learn this volume of characters and pronunciations and sounds that may look like gobbledygook to you, but learn a rhythm like a galloping horse, right? It's gallop. And do your daimoku. Namo myo rengeko, namo myo rengeko, namo myo rengeko. And do your gangyo. Hoben po nani niji se san du sa ma yanjo ni kiko se. What's the problem with this? We are so, and we do it. We compete with ourselves. I'm going to learn this, and I've got my gangyo down to an hour and a half, all five recitations. Congratulations. Where's your head at? Nichiren pounds this constantly. Shakyamuni pounded this constantly. What do I constantly say? Buddhism is about the mind, attitude, and intent. And those words, you go, yep, got it. They go right over our heads. But you're not really listening. And so I'm going to put this up on the screen for a bit. This is something you can download off threefoldlotus.com on the core study materials page. threefoldlotus.com/home/home.htm. Not HTML, HTM. And you'll see a whole list of green buttons there, and one of them will say Myoho Renge Kyo. And you can download a PDF of this image that's on the screen. And this is what I want to tell you to do. Instead of competing yourself and making sure by the end of the week that you can do an entire gangyo in 20 minutes, impossible. Even if you could, I would tell you to, what's the title of this video? Slow down. Because this is what I want to contend. How can we, modern people, who are constantly wanting instant gratification, instant knowledge, speed of life, my goodness, what a cliche, speed of life, right? That itself is a huge monkey. It's a freaking gorilla of mind. The imperative isn't to know in our societies today. It's to get things out of the way so we can rapidly get to the next one. So, I'm saying to you, my friends, if you want to suck the marrow out of your practice and really experience Buddha-ness, stop. And train your monkeys right. This chart, this drawing I've made, it's not complete, it's not meaningful to everyone who reads it, but it's an idea I want to share with you. Do you remember recently I did a video about the meaning of Namu and why there are seven characters, not six? Nietzsche never talked about six. It's Namu Myoho Renge Kyo, not Nam Myoho. What is that? That's lazy. That's not even the practice. Nietzsche never said that. Some organization came up with that to make themselves prideful, new. We're the ones. We're the great ones. Everybody else, posers. Screw you. I practice Nichiren's doctrine of Shakyamuni's profound teachings of the Lotus Sutra. Who are you? Don't tell me you're going to change all of Buddhism just for your arrogant ego. Anyway, I'm getting off track. I'm just pointing at that, though, not to hammer on them. I'm hammering on this nature we have in the modern world. And it even inflicts our greatest institutions, our teachers, because they're human too. Look at that. We'll get there faster because we'll remove a syllable. Woo! It's so nuts. So this is what that video I said about Namu. You know, being prepared, opening your experience, your mind, your life up to what you're about to experience, your Buddha-ness. Isn't that the whole formula right there in Namu? How do you focus your mind? You want to know how to chant? How to use your mandala? What you can think about? Stop thinking about. Think about what you're doing. Think about single-mindedly seeing Buddha. Nichiren repeated that over and over again. This is the most important thing about your practice. I don't care if you don't say every syllable of Gongyo correctly. Sure, that's a goal. That's what you want to do. You want to get that star, that approbation. Yay, you're doing it. But if it's meaningless, what's the point? I want to get back to that meaning. What are we doing? What are we trying to do? That's what's important. So when you sit in front of your Gohanzen, I want you to take this chart. And I want you to slowly say each character and breathe. Give yourself a moment to remember, that's what I mean. Not what this character means. This is what I'm doing. What am I committing to here? Nah. All right, right. I got to open my mind. Got to be present. Moo. Oh, yeah. This is a reflector of a life state that I deeply desire to know. Mio. Look at the chart. What does it mean? I'll pull it up on my monitor here so I can do it along with you. Come on. It's working on it, it tells me. Okay, thank you. It took a long time. I have no patience. I need it now. tell you what, being human is interesting entertainment. So, Myo, what does it say? That's our Buddha mind we're addressing, right? The 3,000 realms. Myo, the 3,000 realms. Holy crap, we could spend all day investigating the meanings of that and barely scratch the surface, right? But we've talked about it a lot here. So think about all of the things. Make notes for yourself. Don't, you know, use this as a guide. 3,000 realms, Ichin and Sanzan. Non-differentiation. Get a grip on what that really means. Quiescent energy is what it means. The Amala, the ninth consciousness, Myo. We're only on the first character of the title. Myo. Think about everything that means. Say it nice and slow. Not Myo. You're not a cat. Myo. Instantiate it. Next character. Ho. And be focused on your butsudan, on your mandala. Look at the characters. I've got the picture on the form. Myo. Ho. 12-length causal chain, the nidana, the five aggregates, the start of rebirths, the samsaric reality, cravings, attachments, identity. Ho. Oof, that's me. Ho. With Myo, I'm going to look through Ho. Myo. Ho. Ooh, that just got big, meaty. Ren, instantiation, birth, manifestation, extinction, cause, effect, human exterior, the sixth mind consciousness, 10 worlds, the 3 realms of existence, constant karmic creation. The engine is going. Energy plus work. I feel it moving through me. Gay, actions, modification, influence, karma, human internal mind, 7th monoconsciousness of cravings and illusions of self, enforcing attachments. Yeah, your mind's going to go all over the place here. Karmic repository of the 8th consciousness, everything that brought me here now in this moment, ge. To be affected by myo, ho, ring, ge. Kyo, all the Buddha's teachings. The start of the Eightfold Noble Path. I'm in it now. How do I actualize this path? I'm ready. Na. Mu. Give it to me. Who's giving it to you? You are. By doing what you're doing. Thinking about that as you say, Kyo, beginning of the Bodhisattva path. Realization of deep insight, cessation, liberation from cravings, quiescent mindfulness, complete understanding in this life with 9th Amala consciousness. What does it say in parentheses? Myo. It's a circle. Myo, ho, reng, ge, kyo. Here I am again. Mu. Namu Myo Ho Reng Ge Kyo. Now try this. While you're chanting, consider each one of those in their entirety as you focus your eyes on the mandala. Listen with your ears the sounds your mouth is making, how your throat is vibrating, and how that vibration actually moves through your chest and your butt, your gut, your dantian, your hips, down your legs, into your toes, and into the floor. And make this circle. Namu myoho renge kyo. Namu myoho renge kyo. Try doing your daimoku that way for a couple of weeks. Keep reminding yourself, oh yeah, I'm trying to think of what na and mu and myo and ho, what are these, what am I actuating? What am I doing with each one of these invocations? Boy, you got to slow down a lot to do that. You can't just sit there in front of your mandala go, namu myo renge go, namu myo. I can't even get myself to go fast enough to hear that drone. Because where is your mind? Now, don't get me wrong. That will work. My question to you is, how well will it work? How conscious will I be of its workings? How quickly do you want to attain enlightenment? Because you can just do a whole 5-part gongyo in half an hour. I'm not impressed. You're awakening your Buddha. You are affecting your life. You are going to feel and see reward, benefit from that practice. But you won't understand it. You won't really appreciate it. It'll kind of happen to you as a side thought. What I want for you, my friends, is that you really hunker down and take a good healthy bite of awakening. And even if you only do 50 daimoku like this, I want you to be able to walk away from your butsudan feeling different, feeling lighter, feeling like there's a very difficult transition going on here from where I just was a minute ago with my mandala to now re-entering samsara. I want you to feel the dissonance. I want you to feel, experience how amazing this practice really is. And if all you're doing is putting notches on the board, a million daimoku, yeah, you're going to feel better, but how long is it going to last? How profound is it? Now, I'm not saying at some point when you really unlock that door that you're able to do that and gain tremendous benefit from it. I'm not telling you not to. I'm saying don't make that the imperative. Your imperative is single-mindedly wanting to see the Buddha. That's all. What should I be thinking? Single-mindedly seeing the Buddha. That's your only thought, inspiration, motivation. It's not even what you think about, because that's attachment. Man, I want you to feel that enlightenment today. I'm impatient too. I want you to know it. Because when you know it like that, how many of you practice for 6 months? Or maybe even a year, until you finally got, oh, I'm so tired of doing this. I don't really see the point anymore. You got bored with it. And what I'm saying to you now is you got bored with it because you weren't doing it as it was taught. You weren't doing it the way Nichiren was telling us to do it. You weren't practicing it and giving yourself a real chance to experience it, even though, yeah, you got some benefits, you saw some things change, right? Early member benefit, all of that stuff. But it ceases to be profound. It's just something you know. And then maybe 6 months later, you go, you know, I know why my life is going like crap right now. I need to chant. Damn it. Right? All of us have done it. It's our modern condition. We want everything right now. Well, I want you to have it right now. Doesn't this practice, doesn't Nichiren, doesn't Shakyamuni say immediate, perfect enlightenment right now? Yeah. So don't rush it. Savor it. Myo ho renge kyo ho ben pon dai ni ni ji se san jo. Right? With hit, sit in the saddle every time. Every character, you're going to start recognizing repetition of characters while you do gongyo. How many of you have experienced that? You're going to start seeing repetitions, different forms. You're going to start really wanting to know what you're experiencing. And every time you ask yourself, what is this? Look at the mandala. Because it's reflecting your pre-existing Buddha, who knows, with that kind of ichinen, that kind of will, that kind of motivation. Far more, I would rather, and I'm not telling you this is the way to do it, but as far as getting into your practice, whenever your doubts arise or your enthusiasm wanes and you're just not sure, stop. Look at the way you're doing gongyo. Look at the way you're chanting. Maybe you need to come back to what I'm talking about here. Maybe you just do part A of gongyo once and surround it with plenty of daimoku. And that's your gongyo today. Not fast. Take your time. Use the book. Read the book and look up at the Butsudan and your mandala. Word for word, force yourself to savor, to enunciate. Right? Oh, I always say that. You'll start noticing when you're streaming through your gongyo. I always say that, Norai, Norai, Norai. Oh, it's Noriai. Sound it out. Train your mouth. Enunciate. Then when you go back to your daily practice, you'll be saying it. You'll hear yourself saying it differently. Maybe this becomes a routine. Every 6 months or every other month, whatever. Pick out a week or a day of today I'm doing a slow gongyo. I promise you, it will remotivate your experience. And you will convince yourself once again the power of this practice. Time is irrelevant. Quality is everything. Resolve, confidence. Where does that come from? You can manufacture that attitude on any given moment, but you can't maintain it. Because it quickly slips into humanity in rapture, the six lower worlds. Right? This is my biggest caution to you. When your practice slips from the realization bodhisattva Buddhahood zone of being and slips past down through learning and just goes, yay, rapture and humanity, tranquility. And that's where your practice stops? Well, guess what? You're just in the world of humanity. You're just plodding along, human. Got a check mark here. That's not what we want with our practice. We want to climb over that and realize that what we're looking for is far more profound. We want ahas that knock us down, not ahas that are trophies and rewards. I'm one of these now. Good for you. We want that reward that goes, I have no words. Wow. Just a big old wow. I sound like just sound like a Woody Allen film. Truly, though, I'm making a little fun of myself. I'm a funny guy. We're all kind of funny. So use this image. Use it as a marker on your calendar and pick a day every month where you're going to go, oh yeah. I'm telling you, just having that in the back of your mind on your calendar is going to remind you of what you should be doing when you're in front of this mandala. We're humans. We need that kind of thing. We don't know how to express ourselves without seeing it in our face. If I can't see it, slap it, move it, then it's just not meaningful. Does this make sense? So anytime you hear one of those little monkey voices in the back of your brain going, what are we doing this for? What do I want to get out of this? Is it working? Would I know if it's working? All of whatever your doubts are, you hear them. Go, I need to schedule a slow Gangyo day. I need to savor and maybe even locate what it is I'm doing. I need to feel this in my spine. That's okay. You're human. That's what you got to work with. But I'm telling you, you don't do it by reciting a laundry list of funny little characters and sounds and expect the world to change. So I hope that's helpful. I don't want to go on too much longer because I'll go into another subject. And I'm trying to keep these videos these podcasts a little shorter. But I don't want to skim topics. So tell me what you think. Use the comments section. Tell me if it made a difference for you. Or if it's something you've tried before, maybe you need to try it again. Communicate. Let me know what's going on with you. I want to help. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Take care of your health. Because without that, you can't do any of this. So be kind to yourself. Reward yourself. Be kind to others. They're you too. And with that, I will let you go. Thank you for participating. All of you who contribute, either with your time, or your finances, or your ability to send accoutrement that can be used to enhance this podcast. All of you, really. Tremendous, tremendous thank you. The Sangha thanks you. I thank you. I'm grateful beyond words. And I have such a sense of pride. You don't know, when I read your emails or your comments, sometimes I read them and it just it fills me up. It's like somebody's really trying out there. That's amazing. It's amazing. Stay curious. Ask questions. But all of that doesn't do much more than entertainment if you don't take it seriously. Make it meaningful. I hear Nichiren. Tell him to be meaningful. Yes, Nichiren. Right? Visualize it. Whatever game you need to play with your samsaric self, use it to augment your experience of practice. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. I'll see you soon in the next one. Bye for now.